It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Some TV channels have begun telling you about ways to watch TV that don't involve TV.
Now watch Conan and all your favorite TBS shows wherever, whenever you want.
It's called TV Everywhere. Works like this. You download the app for a channel, TBS for instance. The app verifies you're a cable subscriber. Then you watch shows on your phone or tablet computer. TV Everywhere is getting a big push now as more people ditch cable and just watch stuff online. Philip Meza is an entertainment industry consultant. He says cable channels are trying to adjust to technology and make money in the process.
The cable industry has to start somewhere, and the easiest and the best place for them to start are with the proven revenue sources.
In the long run, says Meza, it will mean you'll be able to get the channels you want online without buying all the channels you don't want.
Technology not only allows it, the technology pretty much forces the industry to go that way.
But they've been saying for years that they wouldn't.
Well, the reasons in the past that they wouldn't were business reasons. The technological forces that are occurring now are more powerful than those business reasons.
For now, it's good news if you already subscribe, one more place to watch. But how about if you just like watching shows online? Sure, you got to sit through a commercial or two, but you don't have to write that monthly check. Jennifer Holt is a professor of film and media studies at UC Santa Barbara.
If you're not a cable subscriber, then I think you should start to get worried, because people who rely on sites like Hulu or other places to get, you know, quote-unquote free content online, all of it is going to start to be put behind a paywall.
Right. The honeymoon's over, huh?
The honeymoon is over. I mean, I keep telling my students we're in the wild, wild west of the internet and online content, and in 80 years they'll be in a rocking chair telling their grandkids about how crazy it was that you could watch whatever you wanted. And, you know, it's just not going to be that way anymore.
This is a move by an industry that you've said is sort of in trouble, the cable television industry. There's a lot of, at least a lot of talk of people cutting the cable, cutting the cord, whether or not they're doing it. I think the jury's probably still out. Is this going to be enough to keep that system in business in perpetuity, or is this just sort of a desperate measure?
Well, we'll see. I mean, let's not spend too much time crying for the cable companies. They're doing okay, but they have hit the wall in terms of subscribers, and the subscribers are shrinking. So they're just trying to adapt like everybody else.
Jennifer Holt from UC Santa Barbara. Today, the music of Bob Seger is available for download from iTunes. Almost every musician sells their music there, but for years, Bob Seger has been
against the wind.
Seger has largely kept his music off iTunes, until now. Apparently, Bob has chosen to
just take those old records off the shelf.
Hard to believe he decided to finally
turn the page.
There are still other holdouts, Def Leppard, AC/DC, Garth Brooks. Trying to figure out when they'll join up, but I guess I'm
working on mysteries without any clues.
I'm very, very sorry for the previous 45 seconds.
Working on a night move.
We're online at marketplacetech.org. Stop by and sign up for our daily memo, everything you need to know about tech that day, zapped straight into your inbox. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
In the summertime.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, with commercial-grade products and personal account managers to help your business be ready for anything. BestBuy.com/business.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.